Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a big show tonight with our special guest, Laverne Spicer. We're very happy to have her back on the show. We had her last year, and she's a firecracker. She tells it how it is. We often talk about all the rhinos in the Republican Party who are scared and weak and spineless. Well, Laverne is the opposite of that. If you've ever followed her on social media, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She's the exact type of person that we need running for Congress. And she's running against Frederica Wilson, who we badly need to get rid of, the lady that always wears the weird hats, if you don't know who I'm talking about, just based off of her name. We're very excited to be speaking to Laverne Spicer tonight. But first off, how are you doing, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing great. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And as I always say, please share the podcast and this broadcast. We need to get our voices out there. Because as we see right now, the left is trying to silence our voices. They don't want us heard. They want you to think that what we're speaking is misinformation. And it's anything but misinformation. It is the information. It is the truth. So we rely on you to help spread the word and share it across your social media platforms. And it's not just the left that wants to silence a lot of our voices. Oftentimes, unfortunately, but truthfully, we have some individuals on the right that are doing the exact same thing. You look at Lindsey Graham. I know a lot of you admire Lindsey Graham. Yes, he's a great senator, I guess, but sometimes Lindsey Graham gets lost in the weeds and he starts talking before thinking. Look at Mitt Romney. He's always lost in the weeds. Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, you can't get them out of the weeds. They live there in the weeds, in the swamp. Along with them is Big Daddy Fish, Mitch McConnell. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, oh, don't talk about them. They're part of our party. No, we need to expose them now before we get closer to the election. Because these are the same individuals that will not support the up-and-coming candidates because they're afraid that they're going to make change. They're afraid that they're on the Trump agenda and we need to move them from that. Really? I don't think so. We need that agenda. We need someone who's going to stand up and fight. We wouldn't be where we are now if we had true conservatives fighting and pushing back. But you got the likes of Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, who when they get in a tight spot, they want to reach out to us and please give us money. Let's go to Donald Trump. We like him now. But just as soon as they see the rainbow and they've crossed over, it's up. Let's say what we want to say. Let's do what we want to do. Well, we can't afford to do that. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, but 2022, it's going to be a red wave and we're going to crush them. Well, don't get ahead of yourselves. Because as I said on last night's show, the Republicans have the penchant and the ability to blow everything up and to lose it all. And for what? Well, I'll tell you for what. They want to wrestle the party from Trump. They want to go back to the old status quo. They want to go back to, yeah, we might be a racist. You never know. Give me some money. Chess cats. I don't like weaklings. I detest weaklings. I want fighters. I want people that are out there. And that is the reason why we have back on the show Laverne Spicer. Because I saw something that she wrote. And it really caught my eye. I don't know if it was on a tweet or she said this in one of her ad campaigns, but she was calling out one of the biggest rhinos who has his eyes set on being Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Oh yeah, I said it. And I have said it before about him. You know, yeah, he does a lot of good things, but why hasn't he just kicked Liz Cheney out of the Republican Party? Why hasn't he just kicked Adam Kissinger out? The moment those two decided to sit on the Jan 6 committee, he should have said, that's it. We're going to censor you and we're going to do whatever we can do to make it difficult for you while you're here on the Hill. Why hasn't he done that? Well, I'll tell you why he hasn't done it. Because there are backroom deals that are taking place. Well, we'll let you go so far, but we've got to do this right here. And Andrew, I think the other day, didn't he endorse Karen Butler in D.C.?
Horea Butler. Horea Butler.
And she's running against a Patriot whom we support, Joe Kent. But he's going to, and why is he going to endorse her? She's the one who came out and said, oh no, President Trump had something to do with Jan 6 and we need to do this and we need to do that. Really? So you're going to keep a thing going? Just like Chris Christie, Mr. Old Buffalo Butt himself, who will never be president, although he wants to be president. His book isn't selling good. So now is, well, let's throw him a doggy bone. Let's bring him on ABC and let's let him talk trash about the president. And talking trash is what he's doing. We need to disengage from that side of the party. We need to silence them so that they have no platform and they can't do anything. And of course, they'll always run to ABC and they'll always run to fake news CNN, whom I hope is about to go down like a house of cards. We have ourselves here, After Dark with Robin Andrew at America Out Loud, to promote free speech, to promote the truth, to give you the correct information. Because all these other folks, they won't do it. They want to sugarcoat it. They want to straddle the old fence. Do you see the Democrats straddling the fence? Heck no. The moment they get an opportunity, they will throw you under the bus and won't even think about it. Look at what they're doing to the former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. All the charges that were labeled against him, one by one, they're being dropped. And why? I'll tell you why. White privilege of a liberal Democrat man. That's why. But you got Letitia James, the first Black attorney general in New York City. I'm going to go after President Trump. That's the only thing she can do. She can't see anything else. She can't see the crime in the city. She can't see what DA Alvin Bragg is doing. She's just focusing on Donald Trump while the house is being burned down. Because she's the first Black woman. Well, I don't care if you're the first Black whatever. If you're incompetent, you're incompetent and you need to be removed. But only in the world of Democrats. And what do Republicans do? They sit back. Well, we're not going to say anything because if we say something, they'll attack us because she's a Black woman and we don't want to be viewed as being racist. They're going to view you as racist regardless. You need to speak up and speak truth to power. We wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now if Republicans were pushing back like Donald Trump did. This is not an endorsement of Donald Trump, but I'll tell you what it is. It is to say that he kicked butt. He knew what he was doing and how he was doing it. So if he were to run again, of course I'm going to vote for him. I see no one else that could fill his shoes. We need to stand up and be warriors. We need to stand up and push back. And the idea that you have the GOP not supporting these candidates that are out there speaking truth to power and saying, hey, I want to push back. I'm going to push back against these liberals. Shame on you, Ronna McDaniel. I don't even know why you're there in the first place. What are you doing? Yeah, I know you're raising money, but we have other people that could take your position. Why aren't you supporting these candidates? We've had so many people to come on here. And the Latino community saying, where are they? Well, you need to raise X, Y, Z before we even look at you. What, do you know how difficult it is with the Democrats cheating left and right, trying to change the districts? It's time to wake up. It is time to wake up and start fighting. And as you said, Andrew, we have a fighter on the show tonight. And I want you all to listen to Laverne Spicer. She is a candidate that we should be supporting to knock out Frederica Wilson, who does absolutely nothing but wear her funny caps, looking like a clown from the circus, rolling her out every so often. I'm sure she'll attend some Black History Month event and say, oh, well, this is what I'm doing and blah, 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 blah. But what are you doing for the people? What are you doing for your district? Are you out there or do you only go out there when it's election time? Shame on you, Frederica. Laverne, how are you tonight? Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Rob, for inviting me. And boy, are you on fire.
Yes, I'm on fire because I see what candidates like you are going through out there every day, speaking truth to power, pushing up the conservative platform, saying this is who we are. And then you have these conservatives that are saying, and hear me clearly, folks, and we say this, we're not into identity politics, not into identity politics at all. If you can't make the cut, you don't need to be there. But when you can make the cut and you're walking the walk, we need to support them. What are you waiting for? What are you doing? So, Laverne, what are you encountering out there on the lay of the land? What are you seeing?
Well, for one thing, what I'm seeing, you know, as a candidate, I'm seeing a lot of candidates that are out here fighting. I'm seeing a lot of American First candidates that are coming together to support each other, because we are finding it difficult to get support in, you know, from other areas such as the RNC or the GOP, you know, and we are out here, we're fighting, we own social media, we own podcasts, we are on all avenues of media that we could get, you know, we are all type of platforms speaking about our plight and fighting for this country and what we believe in, and, you know, just trying to get the support is really kind of difficult.
And that's what I don't understand, because you have people on the right that are afraid to speak up and push back on this whole narrative on racism. And I bring that up because that's all you hear from the left. If a Republican says something, they will immediately, you're racist, you're racist. And as I said, they don't push back. They'll sit there and they'll roll over. And if that is the case, why don't they go and get a voice like you and say, what do you mean? We have a candidate right here that we're backing, that we're supporting, who is a fighter, who is kicking it hard in her district. Why don't they do that? Why are they constantly trying to push out people like Lindsey Graham, who doesn't know his head from his butt sometimes? And then when you look at this whole thing with the Supreme Court justice and Biden, I want to put a black woman out there, and I want a woman of color, and I want to, well, he didn't say black woman. He said African-American, although I identify as being black. I'm an American first. Okay. Well, I'm going to put an African-American. Of course, people, oh, hooray, hooray, hooray. But is she qualified to be there? And of course, the moment someone on the right attempts to address it, they'll say, you're a racist. Don't say anything. So if you can't talk about it, put someone like Laverne Spicer out there, who's a woman, who's a black woman, who's a candidate, who can talk about what's going on and call it out and say, wait a minute, what do you mean? Why not put the best candidate up there? Why won't they do that? What are they afraid of, Laverne?
Well, you know, the racism has been a Democratic ace card for forever. You know, if they use that to make up for the fact of their shortcomings. They use that to make up for the promises that they have promised the Black community forever and never fulfilled. And they use that for everything, because, you know, one thing I will always say is that they have done such a great job of brainwashing so many people. You know, whether it's by watching television or sitting there listening to Line CNN and those other fake news media stations that are just steady brainwashing them and feeding them a whole bunch of lies. And so therefore they have so many people really believing them, and so many people that are really loyal to them, Blacks that are really loyal to them, but they're not loyal to us. So why keep believing their lies? I mean, look at our communities. They look like crap. You know, so many blight and slum neighborhoods, abandoned buildings, you know, and homeless people staying in the street, especially when you look at places like California and Skid Row, where you have nothing there but homeless people staying in tents, but their elected officials are living their best life, staying in mansions, and don't give a damn about their community, and it shows. And I think that's why term limits are so important. And that's why also we got to stop voting for the same people that do not have our best interests at heart. And they don't care at all.
They don't care. And why Republicans can't see that, you have a huge hole to drive a 18-wheel through and say, they don't care. This is what you need to do. They have you there who can talk to those points, but they will not do it. They will look the other way. Well, we're not competitive here. Well, I don't know about this. Well, you can't get competitive if you're not supporting the candidates. That is a reason why you have someone like Fredrika Wilson, who on her best day isn't any good. I mean, let's just be honest. On her best day, she's no good. She's doing the same thing she was doing when we last spoke to you, I think, last summer. What has changed? Absolutely nothing. And the only thing the RNC and the GOP has to do is say, hey, let's put some money behind Laverne. Let's get her a team. Let's drive this thing home. I see so many candidates that are good candidates that could talk the issues, but they will not support them. And then they will sit there and say, well, we're not competitive. Well, the area is getting extremely thin. How can you be competitive if you're not supporting the candidates? This is where it starts. Send someone down there, send a field officer and say, we want to support this candidate and we're going to keep running this candidate over and over again. Well, you know, Black people, they're only going to vote for Democrats. Yeah, because they don't see your faces out there supporting candidates like Laverne Spicer. There is no reason why Fredrika should be where she is right now. What has she done for the Black community? Besides just haul herself out, well, I'm Black and you know we're going to do this. And as you said, Laverne, failed promises, failed policies, our communities look horrible. And no one wants to come out and say it. No one wants to call it out. We're just looking the other way and saying, well, the Democrats, they have a strong hold and they're going to do this. Look at Chicago. Lori Lightfoot. What the heck has she done for Chicago?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You look at Baltimore, the murder rate in Baltimore. And I will say this, as I've said on many other shows. You look at San Francisco, you look at Bree London. She's Black. You look at all of these, unfortunately, towns where you have these incompetent Black women at the top talking the same old game, doing absolutely nothing, but people are afraid to call them out. But you know what, Laverne? I'm not afraid to call them out. You have to call them out. I have no loyalty for a person who's doing absolutely nothing but bringing down my people as opposed to uplifting them. Bree London has done absolutely nothing. Lori Lightfoot, every weekend a Black person is being killed. And she claimed, well, we're going to do something about it. Do what about it? What have you done for me lately? Nothing. But yet and still, they want the vote. They want the vote. They want us to continuously to vote for them. And why are we voting for them? It's like a mental block that they can't see. We need to change what we are doing. At one point, I don't know if you remember, people would complain, well, we don't have any Black candidates out there. They won't let us run. But when we get ready to run, are you supporting the Black candidates? Or are you supporting the candidates that are doing the same thing? Now, I'm not just saying vote for a person because of their skin color. But if the content of their character and their mission and their platform is going to take it to the next level, by all means, vote for them. And I tell you right now, Fredrika's platform has not done nothing for her community. When was the last time she came out, Laverne?
I don't even know.
You see?
I don't even know.
When she comes out, you can bet your bottom dollar she has on one of her fancy cats. She's got to put the hat on. Oh, there's a hat lady. If there's a controversy, she's right there.
Yes.
But doing what for the community? This is what I don't understand. Doing what? Now, you had a business in the community. You own a beauty salon. And then you had a shelter. Well, you dispatch clothes to the community. What is she doing besides just taking up money from the people in the community? How do you change that? What do we need to do to get people to wake up and realize it is a new day? and you have someone who will support you and take you to the next level. You just can't sit there and wait. The opportunity is now. And if we don't get out there and get after it, nothing will ever happen. Has the RNC or the GOP even reached out to you, Laverne, to say, hey, this is what we can do, this is how we can help you, as opposed to looking at, well, how much money you got?
No.
You see that?
Absolutely not. And being that you mentioned it, last quarter, I did raise $109,000.
Mm-hmm. And what are they doing to help aid you in that? Are they putting your name out there? Are they saying, hey, we should look at this candidate?
Well, actually, last time I went to their meetings, quite a few times, they didn't introduce any of their candidates, not one.
Mm. As I said, never underestimate their ability to blow a thing up. And then they look back and wonder. I mean, Frederica, in my opinion, she's not a strong candidate.
No, but it's a blue district. You know,
it's a blue district.
And that's right now we're waiting to see, you know, what is this new map going to look like?
And when are they going to create the new map?
That's what we're waiting on. Should be out soon.
Mm-hmm. No, Laverne, do you think that if your name was out there more, that people would look at your candidacy? Because I got to tell you, as you said, you look at our neighborhoods and it's the same old thing all the time. Abandoned buildings, no jobs, no this, no that. And the people that are there, like Frederica, making the same empty promises. Why is it that people don't get it? Why don't they change? What don't they see or understand, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, they just used to doing the same thing. You know, they're just used to voting for this person that's been in the seat forever, because that's the face that they know. So mm-hmm. they just have the tendency to vote for them over and over again.
Not realizing that that person that they're voting for hasn't brought anything to the table for them.
Right.
Which is really sad, because you look over the past couple of years, even when we had Barack Obama, you would have thought that there would have been a huge shift as far as what Black people are doing, but it's almost as if though none of it ever happened.
It did. Once again, you know, people vote. Black people turned out in record numbers to vote for the first Black president. But what did he do for the Black community?
He certainly didn't bring down unemployment. President Trump did that. He brought that down, although they didn't want to give him credit for it. He certainly didn't. Go ahead.
And he definitely didn't make it a school choice.
School choice? Nope. And that's the reason why people right now, the kids at school, wearing masks. It never ceases to amaze me when people brag about, well, we had the first Black president, but when can you name something significant that he did for the Black community? Look at the crime with two Black attorney generals. They cannot name anything. And when they do name something, you'll say, oh, I'm afraid President Trump did that. Oh, well, it was in the makings. It was in the makings under Barack Obama. Oh, no, it wasn't. Because if you recall, Barack Obama wanted to shut down all the historical Black colleges and say they should consolidate. Whereas Trump said, well, no, let's continue to fund them.
Right. And that's what he did. Especially with that platinum plan, he had so many millions of dollars set aside for those HBCUs.
And Barack Obama looked the other way.
Just look like Biden.
Right. Look at criminal justice reform. Trump going in like, wait a minute, we need to relook at this. Look at the Blacks that are in prison. The Second Chance Act. Barack Obama didn't do that.
And that was huge for our community. That was really huge, because in the 80s, especially in Miami, you had so many people that were incarcerated for small amounts of drugs that received ridiculous sentences for drug use.
You had the same thing in New York, and he came along and changed it. And if you were to ask a Black person who did it, they'll say, oh, it was Barack Obama. Like, unfortunately, it wasn't. He didn't even want to touch it. Look at Alice Johnson. The time that she reached out to him. She reached out to him and he looked the other way. But when it came time for the Hispanic, I think, terrorist, oh, let's just sign it and get him on his way. Why was that?
And that's what they do. You know, they always are so quickly and so willing to support the enemies of the United States.
Look at what he did with the folks in Guantanamo Bay. And what did they do? They went to Afghanistan and created havoc, chaos. Quiet as it's kept, people look the other way. They don't want to talk about it. But it's like, but this was your first Black president. These are the people that you continuously vote for. And you continuously say, oh, well, let's give them an opportunity. Like, they're going to do this. They're going to save the day. Biden, 40 plus years on the Hill. And what significance did he do? Nothing.
Nothing.
But as they say, 80 million people voted for him. South Carolina, they turned out for him. But what did he do? Absolutely nothing. What is he doing now? Well, he's getting ready to lead us to war. I guess he's going to try to stimulate the economy even more with the war, because that's usually how you can stimulate an economy, with the war, with people needing different machinery. Right. So maybe he's looking at that. But other than that, well, and again, I look at him and I shake my head, but I also shake my head at conservatives for not being wise and not waking up and saying, this is an opportunity. We need to go into these communities. And we need to speak truth to power, and we need to support the candidates that are there. It is very difficult to try to go there, and like you said, in a blue district and raise money. But if you support the candidates.
Especially as a Black conservative candidate.
Bingo. But you would think, again, Laverne, you would think they would say, but here is a Black conservative candidate who is a woman. And that's the only thing that the left keeps pushing. Black women, Black women, Black women. Okay, show them the opposite of that. Here we have a Black woman, and she's a conservative.
And a fighter.
And a fighter. And a doer. And who's not shy? Who will speak up and call an ace a ace and a spade a spade? But yeah, they won't do it.
There's no doubt about that. Laverne is a fighter, and she will speak up. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with our special guest, congressional candidate Laverne Spicer.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The invincible American spirit drives the most audacious experiment in the history of self-government. America Out Loud celebrates the American spirit every minute of every day. AmericaOutLoud.com. liberty and justice for all.
Now we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew and our special guest, Laverne Spicer. And when we were going to commercial break, and during the commercial break, I was just lamenting to Laverne that I just don't get it why the party isn't supporting her the way they should. And as Andrew and I have said on numerous occasions, we're not saying to vote for a person because of their skin color or because of their gender, but we are saying that you have to fight fire with fire. And when you have a candidate whom you can check the box off the way the left is checking the box off, but then you can check off an extra box because the person is a fighter, then you should push that person out there. We have had too many candidates to come on here, Black and Hispanic and female, and they're getting some support from the party, but it's very minuscule. And in my opinion, if they were to just like go full throttle and support these candidates, they would be amazed at how far it would go. They would be amazed at the ability of these candidates to take on a lot of the folks who have been there for quite some time and done absolutely nothing, but they won't do it. And I just, I don't get it. So when I was reading some of the things you were saying, Laverne, like I said, you had called out Kevin McCarthy, and then you mentioned this whole thing with the Supreme Court and selecting a candidate, the best candidate for the position. And that's not to say the best candidate won't be a Black woman. But when you're going to come out there and say only this person and no one else, okay, now you're going back to segregation. And of all people, Black people know what that is like. Because we know when we've applied for a job and we didn't get the job because they were only looking at the white man. We know what it was like. Do you want to go back to that? Because that's what's happening. And it's being ever so subtle with them trying to justify it. But you can't justify wrong. You can't justify mistreating someone, putting one person down to raise up the other. You can't do it. So I would think that the party would say, wait, here's a candidate who can speak, who's on fire. She can represent the party. We can put her out there, but they will not. So between now and the election, we're going to have to lean on the party to say, hey, guys, you need to wake up and you need to look at the candidates that we're looking at and that we want you to get behind and support so that we could win this election, so that we could take out the likes of Frederica Wilson, the hat lady, who only comes out when it's election time. But other than that, her district looks the same as it has looked when she first took office. Shame on you, Frederica. Shame, shame, shame. Now, Laverne, will you two have a debate? Is that in the cards at all?
Well, you know, she usually does not do debates. last year, we did have a forum, but sponsored by the NAACP, but it was for all of the candidates that were in the race at that time. Mm-hmm. So I doubt if there would be any type of debate.
See, the GOP can get behind that and call her out, challenge her, put her on the edge, make her stumble, make her want to get out there and say, oh, I've got to do this. Because that's the only way you'll get their attention, because otherwise they're just looking at, oh, I'm going to get this election. It's all signed and sealed. I'm just going to walk into it. And being in a blue district, it is very difficult. It's very challenging. So I would appeal to Rona and the party to get out there and look at all of the candidates and support them. Now, Laverne, let me get your thoughts on this whole CRT thing that's being pushed. What are your thoughts on that? I don't know if it's in your district, since it's a blue district, but what are your thoughts on CRT, critical race theory?
Well, I think it's ridiculous, actually. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. And I don't think it should be being taught in school.
Mm-hmm. But yet and still, they're trying to push it because they're saying that this is how we're going to even level the playing field. And to me, it's just ridiculous. It's another form of segregation, plain and simple.
Right.
To make
I think it's another form of segregation, just like what you were saying about Biden And the fact that he's talking about, you know, selecting a black judge, when we all know that he's a racist and he doesn't care, really give a damn about black people. So I don't know, you know, why he's trying to push that. Like, we forgot that he was the one behind that 1994 crime bill, as well as recently saying black people can't get an ID. Why can't we get an ID? I mean, if you go into the Social Security office, you need an ID. If you, you know, for many that for any type of subsidy or any type of help, they want to see an ID. So why is it that black people cannot get an ID?
I find it extremely offensive when they say that black people can't get an ID, that we're too dumb and too stupid to go and get an ID. But yet and still, LeVar, if you're going to take the COVID shot, you have to produce an ID to make certain you are the person taking the shot. And if here in New York, if you've had the COVID shot and you get ready to eat at a restaurant, they want to see your COVID shot and an ID to match it. But yet and still, they say black people can't get an ID. What kind of sense does that make?
It makes absolutely none. And it's really degrading.
Very degrading. Very degrading to say that we're too dumb that we can't participate in society because we don't get an ID. And if we don't have an ID, we can't vote. It's the same thing with the whole push. They're trying to keep black people from voting. We got to change the laws up. But Biden got 80 million votes. What black person didn't vote? That's what I don't. If they wanted to vote, which ones didn't vote? They can't tell us that. They just keep saying black people can't vote. Like, really? Do you think that low of us, that we're not intelligent enough to go get an ID to vote?
And that's exactly what they're saying.
And it's
exactly what they're saying.
Right. And it makes us look like idiots. Every other group can vote. Every other group can go out. Well, I don't know if they're getting the idea, they're just letting them vote. You never know with the Democrats. But with black people, it's always, well, we're going to do this special thing for them because they can't do this. And we got to help them out. And that's how they're able to get so many of the votes, because you have a large group out there, right, like the Joy Reids and the Al Sharptons, that keep pushing this nonsense, that keep going along with this. And it doesn't make a whole lot. I'm like, don't you realize that they're putting us down by saying this? And no one says anything. And this has been going on, Laverne, for I don't know how many years. And as I said on last night's show, which is very interesting and a tell-all sign, that when the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed by votes of 73 Republicans, Democrats, only 26. Speaks loud and clear as to who they want to have rights and who they don't. But no one says anything about it. It's the Democrats. They're the party of choice. They want us this way. But that's not the case when you really look at it. But you have people that won't say anything about it. And then when we have candidates like yourself, LeVar, that are out there trying to be heard, and you don't have the support that you have. Like you said, you have the RNC that comes, they sponsor something, then they don't even introduce the candidates. How is people supposed to know that what you're doing and that you're voting? How are they supposed to know that the GOP is backing you when you're out there by yourself in the winds and a sea of blue, and you're saying, hey, here I am? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but that won't stop me from fighting. Because I will keep fighting for what I believe in. I will keep fighting for this country. I will keep being a voice for those that cannot speak for themselves, for those that cannot fight for themselves. I will continue the fight.
And that's what we have, someone who is willing to fight. Like you said, going against all the odds, but doing it. And sometimes that's what we have to do, to go at it alone. But I would like to think, as I said, that the party would get behind you and support you and say, hey, we have this candidate who is willing to do it. Now, Laverne, let me get your thoughts on a lot of the things that are taking place in the public square so to speak, current events. And we spoke about Biden's pick for the whom he's looking to pick for the Supreme Court. But what are your thoughts on our vice president and what she's doing?
What is she doing, or
what she's not doing? Exactly.
That's what I was saying. What is she doing? Because last time I checked, I haven't seen her do anything. I mean, she faked like she went to the border, and I haven't seen her do anything.
Nope.
Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing.
So it makes you wonder, why was she even chosen for that position? Because she wasn't doing well at all in the polls when she was running for the presidency. But here we are with Kamala, and everyone is, oh, she's the first Black president. Like I said, I don't care if you're the first Black. If you're no good at what you're doing, why be the first?
And look what she did for, what it was, California, when she was a prosecutor there. And she locked up more Black people than anybody. And then for those that he even had the proof that the people were not guilty, she still incarcerated them and basically laughed in their face.
Like I said, their policies are the policies that have put more Blacks in jail than not. And it's always in these big blue cities. Like they called out Chicago. And you look at what's happening now with the crime in these big blue cities. And look at who's being lax on the crime. Here in New York, Alvin Bragg. They'll go lax on all this crime. And then what they'll do is they'll come in and try to fix it. And they'll create these laws that will adversely affect the individuals that are committing the crimes. And who are they? The Black individuals. So it's like a cycle, a vicious cycle. Let's be lax on all the laws, let them do whatever they want to do. And then now we're going to come in and we're going to shut it all down. But look at who you're affecting. You allowed it to get completely out of control. And now you want to come in with these draconian laws that will affect them. Quiet as is kept. No one will say anything. And Joe Biden, who knows what he's saying? What are your thoughts on Joe Biden, the current, as I like to say, resident in the White House?
Just like you said, who knows what he's saying? I don't even think he knows what he's saying half of the time.
I doubt his party or his staff knows what he's saying when he's mumbling and they're carting him out there to say whatever it is he has to say. But yet and still, like I said, they will continuously support these individuals, which I don't understand. And as Black people, I would think that we would have by now would wake up and say, hey, we got to stop this because this isn't helping. Right. We got to stop believing the lies because it hasn't gotten us anywhere. Amen. We're doing the same thing that we've been doing, saying the same thing. Barack Obama had it for 8 years. And what did he say and do that you can point to right now? Well, I guess he gave us Joe Biden. And that's a joke. That's a joke because he's not doing anything but pandering and telling Black people, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. But what have you done really besides pander? And then you have the four horsemen, AOC plus three. What are they doing? They are a disgrace.
Everything that's anti-American, everything that's against the United States.
A country that gave them so much. I mean, I've always said that Ilhan Omar, we should give her a ticket back to Somalia. Here, first class ticket, get back there. You want to bring that stuff over here? Nope, not going to do it. Get back here. You can do all you want to do there, but don't bring it here. Ayanna Pressley, the same thing. She's out pontificating. Cori Bush, the exact same thing. So I look at a Cori Bush and Ayanna Pressley, and I look at someone like yourself, and I'm like, there's no comparison. There is no comparison. And if the right wants to get someone to counter those knuckleheads, it's like, here you have someone right here, LaBerne Spicer. Why aren't you supporting her? What are you doing?
And even with Cori Bush, I mean, you know, she was talking about defunding the police, but she has over $200,000 worth of private security with her 24/7. But you want to defund the police in a crime-ridden district.
Yep. What are your thoughts on that whole push with defunding police? We want to defund the police.
Well, you know, that's just one of the steps that a Marxist would use, an anti-American would use to overthrow the government. When you look at Black Lives Matter, what's that lady name that's over?
Patrice Cullors.
She even talks about it, that they're there to overthrow the government. And that's what we are seeing take place. We have so many anti-American demons in the White House. And of course, they have another motive. There's something altogether different than building this country. They come to destroy it. They want to destroy it. So that's part. If they can remove the guns, then they can take over and do whatever it is that they would like to do.
And you're right. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy the company, the country. You have Black Lives Matter, that they don't want to support the institution of the Black family. They want to destroy the institution of the Black family. And why Black people aren't aware of that is beyond my realm of thinking. I mean, it's a nice little phrase, Black Lives Matter. It's real catchy. But see, that's the problem. We get caught up in these little phrases. But then when you look at it, you see that it's meaningless. Patrice Cullors, all that money that she's raised, where is the money? Well, she's busy buying mansions while people are in the streets tearing up their neighborhoods, shouting Black Lives Matter. And if you say Blue Lives Matter, oh my God, you're kicked out. You don't want to say that. But the lives do matter. All lives matter. I find it offensive, again, that you have to set out something separate for me because I don't realize that my life matters. You look at Chicago, you look at Baltimore. What's happening? Look at, like you said, look at our own communities and look at what we're doing in our own communities. Joe Biden can address that. Barack Obama, have you seen Barack Obama out marching in Chicago? Why isn't he in Chicago telling the blacks there that their lives matter? He wouldn't dare do that, he and Michelle. But they will sit back and pontificate and create drama and watch it all burn down while they're in their beachside property on Martha's Vineyard telling everybody else, oh, the world is coming to an end. Don't buy these mansions. Yeah, but you got one, brother man. Why can't I have one?
Right.
It's the contradiction that comes from these individuals. And they do absolutely nothing about it. When you look at Maxine Waters, the money that she's given to her daughter, I think she has her daughter on her working for her, and she's as a consultant paying her millions of dollars. And that's taxpayer money. But she has people out in the streets. Look at her district. Joe Collins, who's running in her district. What is she doing? Nothing. But she knows, I can do this.
And that's why it's so important that people support these candidates that are running, that are out here fighting and speaking up for this country. That's why it's so important that they support us, because we are here to fight and tear down those strongholds. Tear down those walls. Like you said, look at Chicago on any given day. 120 plus people are shot on any given weekend. And nobody says anything.
No one says anything, Laverne, unless it is a white cop who's doing the shooting. Unless a white cop is doing his job and happens to shoot a black person, then they want to go out and say something. Then they want to protest. But other than that, quiet as is kept. Okay. Looking the other way, there's nothing to see here. You look at the, again, I say, look at the crime that's taking place. It's gripping a lot of our big cities. Look who's committing it. And we say absolutely nothing. But the moment, if they were to find out that it was a white cop involved, CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, they would make it the headlines. They will talk about it nonstop because they want to rile you. They want to get your emotions all caught up in it. But other than that, no, okay. Next. Meanwhile, our homes and our neighborhoods are being burned down. Like I said, you look at your district. Has Frederica brought in any big businesses? Has she cleaned up the areas? Has she brought in commerce, jobs?
Nope.
But come election time, people will go and vote for her, and she'll go, well, you know, my hands are tied.
That's their main excuse. Their number one excuse, their hands are always tired. So since their hands are always tired, stop voting for them. Elect someone else that's willing to work and make things happen. Elect someone that's willing to fight. Elect someone that's willing to create, help create jobs, help create business revenue streams of revenue, and just get things moving and make a change. Make a change.
Because we need a change, as opposed to doing the same thing. As opposed to doing the same thing. So go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, I was going to say, hopefully people in Laverne's district are seeing what's happening with Governor DeSantis compared to some of the other governors in the United States of America. What have been your thoughts on your governor, Governor DeSantis? Oh, he showed a lot of strength throughout this entire pandemic.
You know, he's such a blessing because everything that them Democrats come up with, he batted and hit it another way, knocking straight out the ballpark. And I was so glad when the COVID hit, he did not shut Florida down. And you know, all across the United States, so many other states were shut down, but not Florida. That was great. And also, Joe Biden tried to send all those illegals here, and DeSantis is sending them other places.
Yeah, so what is going on with that, with him trying to secretly fill Florida with illegals?
I don't know, but you know, that border needs to be closed. If people come here, they need to come through the process. They need to be vetted. We need to know who they are. Who are these people? Who are these illegals that are coming here? And why is it that they get to do whatever they want to do? But we have to abide by the rules and the laws of the United States. When they come here, they're not trying to make them take those shots or anything. You know, they give them a place to stay. They give them funds. Joe Biden was even trying to give them $450,000 per person. But what about the people here that have worked all of their life and paid their way? You know, and a homeless staying in the streets. What about the veterans that are returning here from the war and still going through all type of mental issues and don't have a place to stay? Let's take care of the United States first. Let's take care of America first and the people here before we just start inviting everybody else here and we don't even know who they are. And if you're going to invite them, at least take them through the process and do it the legal way.
I agree. Do it the legal way, because we would not be able to go to their country and just camp out and say, okay, nope. I'm going to just do here. I'm going to work here. They would kick you out so fast. And it's like I said, we're looking at Ukraine, protecting Ukraine's border. And our border is wide open, porous. Anybody can come in. And here's the kicker. I heard the other day that there are people from Ukraine that they've caught at our borders. How the heck did they get to the border? Well, because they know Joe is saying, oh, come everybody, we're going to welcome you in. This is the United States of America. This is not some open door policy country. We have laws, we have rules, and we have regulations. It is time that people get with the program and realize it. No, it's not being mean. It's not being xenophobic. It's not being no-kind-of-phobic. It's all about the laws. You just can't let anybody come into your country and not know who they are. That's what happened in Houston. When they let that guy come in from Great Britain, he was a British national, albeit he was of Arab descent. Of course, the media won't talk about it. And he went there and held up that synagogue. He should have never been here. And I'm certain that there are others that are here also. And that is the reason why Joe wanted to send them to Florida to try to change the Electoral College. We want to put as many illegals as we can in Florida. But like you said, Laverne, your governor, a Republican, said, not so fast, Joe. We're going to pack them up and send them to your neck of the woods. And we're not going to shut down like you want us to shut down. And that's the reason why they don't like DeSantis. That is the reason why, I suppose, the GOP isn't coming out and supporting people like yourself the way they should. Because they're sitting back and looking at, let's see what Joe's going to do. And that just leads me to believe that they're okay with the status quo. They're okay with the left doing what they're doing, as long as they can raise money off of it, because they'll say that we're racist and we'll get more money. Shame on you. You have candidates like Laverne, who's out there, willing to work, willing to fight. She is a fighter, and she's not going to give up. So they should support her, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. And Laverne, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and for joining us tonight. What's the best spot that people can go to follow up and support your campaign?
They could go to my website, which is Laverne Spicer for Congress.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Laverne Spicer.
Excellent. And I follow you on Twitter. You're a great follow. I recommend everyone definitely follows you on Twitter and go to Laverne's website, LaverneSpicerForCongress.com, and donate to her campaign. I'm sure she appreciates all the support. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you download your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.